March 23rd. Luke chapter 11, verses 33 through 54. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it into a closet or under a measuring basket, but on a stand, that those coming in may see the light. The lamp of the body is your eye. When your eye is sincere, all of your body is light. But if it is evil, your body is dark. Take care, therefore, that the light in you is not darkness. If then your whole body is light, with no part dark, it will be wholly bright, as when a lamp shines on you in its brightness. While Jesus was speaking, a Pharisee asked him to have a meal with him. He entered his house and sat at the table. But the Pharisee was surprised when he saw that Jesus did not first wash before the meal. The Lord said to him, "You Pharisees wash the outside of a cup and of a platter, but your insides are full of extortion and evil. Fools, did not he who made the outside also make the inside? But give a gift of things that are within, and behold, all things will be clean to you. Woe to you Pharisees, because you give a tenth of mint and rue and every vegetable, but disregard justice and the love of God. It is necessary to practice these while not neglecting the others. Woe to you Pharisees, because you love the best seats in the synagogues and the greetings in the marketplaces. Woe to you, because you are like unseen graves on which men unknowingly walk." Then a certain lawyer replied to him, "Teacher, you insult us by saying these things." Jesus answered, "Woe to you lawyers, because you load men with burdens that are hard to carry, but you do not touch them with one of your fingers. Woe to you, because you build the tombs of the prophets whom your fathers killed. So you are witnesses, and you approve of your father's deeds, because they killed them, and you build their tombs. Therefore the wisdom of God has spoken, 'I will send them prophets and apostles, and they will kill and persecute some of them, so that the blood of all the prophets will be required of this generation, the blood poured out from the foundation of the world, from Abel's blood to the blood of Zechariah, who was slain between the altar and the temple. Indeed, I assure you, it will be required from this generation. Woe to you lawyers, because you take away the key of knowledge, you yourselves do not enter, and you refuse those who are entering.' As he went away from there, the scribes and Pharisees became very hostile and began to draw him out on many subjects, lying in wait for him in order to catch him in his speech.